This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, August 26. Cattle markets last week had an interesting mix of price action. The front month live cattle were up strong, up 470 on the week. Feeders front months up 277, but the back months didn't quite get that kind of action. Stronger cash trade has pulled both those front months higher, but the back months not able to really do that. They kind of crept higher throughout much of the week, but on Friday gave it all up and actually had a fairly hard day down on Friday. So a stronger cash market supporting the front month, which is near delivery or expiration, I should say, but the back month's not performing quite that well. Cash trade around 109 on the Fed trade, which is up about 3 on the week. Dress trade at 175, which is up 5. Box beef values were weaker on Friday. Choice down 176 at 238. Select was down 320 at 213. The spread's at 24.81, movement 77 loads. Now, we had a cattle on feed report out on Friday. The on-feed numbers as of August 1 were a record high at 11.1 million head. That was right at 100% of a year ago. And the estimate was 100.8, so just slightly below what the estimate was. July placements at 98% were 1.71 million head. That was notably below what the trade had expected at 100.1%. July marketings at 107%, 2.0 million head. That was slightly above the trade estimate of 106.4 million. So really the standout number was the placements. And that was a little bit less what the trade is expecting. The trade, the estimate at 100%, kind of surprising to see that estimate what it was, because the talk around the trade for a while had been that July placements were a little sluggish because of very good grazing conditions. We just didn't see the out movement off the pastures that you normally do. So those are going to get bunched up in August. So you can expect that August placements will probably be notably higher than a year ago. So a little bit of a bunching up of the cattle. One would expect that those cattle coming into the feedlots off the pasture would be a little larger framed. They're going to be heavier. And so it's going to take a little bit more to get them to grade, if they want to get them to grade. Just a little heavier frame, just different feed, you know, being on grass is going to contribute more to a broader body than rather just fleshy. So we would expect that, you know, those in weights are going to be heavier, but they're still going to, again, take longer to finish. So it's probably going to be around the same time that they would finish anyway, or just a little bit earlier. That's going to bunch up some of the marketings. Looks like probably around December, January, we would get some pressure there. And that would be coming off a time when you're just wrapping up the seasonal run. So if we do get that Christmas rally, then I think that would be an opportunity to lay some hedges on, probably expecting at least a short-term kind of some pressure in the market because of those bunched-up numbers. Other than that, cattle markets keeping a pretty close eye on the stock market, and a little jittery there, but looks like we're finding a pretty decent base of support. Kind of having trouble rallying and getting back above the May and the June lows, which were double bottom lows and were some notable support. Now they're going to become major resistance. But at least we're stabilizing here on both the lives and the feeders. Feeders have managed to get back above those old lows. So if they do pull back, I would imagine those old lows would offer the support again. So kind of a mixed bag here. But I think the live cattle ultimately will lead the way. And that's sideways, at least for at this point. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.